Our first reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 16, starting at verse 13. And what a great question to start this morning, isn't it? Who do you say I am? Who do you say God is today? Who is this amazing, great God that we get to worship this morning? Well, Jesus asked that question of his disciples. Let's have a look. When Jesus came to the region of Caesar Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do the people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And then Jesus says, "But what about you?" He asked them, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God."
Good morning, boys and girls. Secret Agent Blue. I'm on a mission from God. I'm undercover today, boys and girls. Very, very secret. This week, I've been working for Kawana Life Baptist Church. The Baptist Church, boys and girls. No longer the Roman government. No longer the Pharisees and Sadducees. The Baptist Church. Someone has finally found out their pastor needs a lot of help. Okay, boys and girls, this week we're looking for local heroes. Local heroes. People who do the good stuff all the time but may not get recognized. Kawana Life Baptist Church has a lot of those people. A lot. Now, boys and girls, you may know some of them. Have a think. What's that? Good thinking, boys and girls. The KL Kids leaders, they are indeed local heroes. Done an amazing job these last 7 to 8 weeks. They know Zoom. They know Facebook. They've met this pastor panda bloke. They've been connecting. Well done, KL Kid Leaders. Good work. What's that, boys and girls? Yes. Surge. They've been meeting together doing something called Alpha. Not sure what that's about, boys and girls. It's obviously code for something. And their leader, a guy called Brendan, who's now undercover for Queensland Health. He's been doing a good job. Excellent work. Yes, boys and girls. Marilyn's been doing a great job connecting through the area of pastoral care. I think she's a part of the coffee chatters. I think she's a part of a thing called a home group. I think she's a part of letter writing, phone calls, text messages, getting people together. Yes, lots of local heroes, boys and girls. I'm going to let you have a think of a couple more throughout our church, Kawana Life. No wonder Marvel had to create more universes. Kawana Life's got enough superheroes of their own, let alone more universes. Well, boys and girls, I've got to keep looking for these local heroes. I'm sure there's many to be found. Maybe your pastor will be able to let you know a few others. God bless you, boys and girls. Keep on lookout. Local heroes, they're everywhere. In fact, you could be one of them. Let's pray, shall we? Father God, I want to thank you for today. I want to thank you for this opportunity of gathering together in this way once more. I want to thank you, Lord God, for your continued work in amongst us in all different ways, in the areas of our youth and our children, in the areas of pastoral care, in the areas of our finances, Father. I thank you for what you're doing there, for those that are working behind the scenes, for those that are continuing to give incredibly generously, and sacrificially. I thank you for that, Lord God, and I pray that you would continue to be with those that need your healing power. Lord, there are many amongst us that, whether it be a physical illness or sickness or limitations, or whether it be just the pressure of the confines and the lockdown, Lord, and then there's the unknown of what will be and what will become, as they say, the new normal. What is the new normal? So, Father, I pray that as your word tells us today, that we can be continued to be filled by you, guided by you, led by you in all these ways. And so, Father, thank you. I pray you be with the leadership team as they meet Tuesday night to continue to hear your voice and be guided in a way that will continue to lead us further down the road at this time and for such a season as this. Lord, thank you for them. Thank you for their skills. Pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. All right, now I want you to stand up. I want you to have a big stretch. Come on, in your pajamas. Okay, you ready? All right, we're going to get into God's word. There's a second Bible reading for today. This is from 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, reading from verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. But once you did not receive mercy, but now you have received mercy. What a beautiful little passage in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through to 10. And I'm going to mention a couple other passages around there as we just unpack this for the next 5 to 10 minutes. Just bringing it down a little bit, let's go through what Peter's actually saying. First point I'd like to make is that we are a chosen people, a chosen race in some translations. And it's not about race as in we think Australian, Kiwi, American, Chinese, Calathumpianese, whatever it is. It's about a chosen people that God is bringing together, his people. And it doesn't matter where we're born. It doesn't matter what we look like. It doesn't matter what skin color we are, whether we're black, white, red, yellow, or brown. It's about us coming together under God and being a part of God's people. So it's not about location. It's not about football teams. It's not about what sort of car we drive or where we live and what sort of place we live in, what sort of clothes we wear, what sort of music we listen to. It's not even necessarily about all the little bits of doctrine and theology that this might be right here and that might be right there. But it's about being the church in all its ways, flavors, and abilities. And it is God's chosen bride. It is his people that we come together. And as his people, we are very, very different with all our little quirks, with all our different abilities, with all our different personalities. We are together God's people. Together, individually and corporately. We need to grab hold of that first. We are God's chosen people. God's chosen people. He's wanting to do it his way in and through us, not our way. He's wanting us to have his thoughts, not our thoughts. He wants us to be guided by him each and every day. So this is what gives us our identity. Not our color, not our culture, not where we've come from or what we've studied. But it comes about our identity is in Christ. It is in Christ that we know. Second one is, and this is quite amazing, 2 points out of this one. We are God's possession. Understand that? We are God's possession. We are what God has. We are his people, his chosen people. We are his possession. And the second part flows on. We are possessed by God. The Holy Spirit wants to come and have his being and dwelling in and through us. Possessed by God, possession of God, and we are to do things in and through his way. Next one is we are a holy nation, a holy nation. We are chosen, we are possessed by God, and therefore we're not just merely a part of this world anymore. We are set apart unto God, and God is a holy, holy God, and therefore we are to be holy, holy people. We share in his character, and as he possesses us, as he chooses us, we become more like him. Our mind becomes more like Christ. Our ability to look at things and work out things because of God working in and through us into the world that we live in. God himself provided Jesus as a mediator between himself and us. This is through Jesus Christ, so that we can have direct access through to God. I've just jumped a little bit further down. That obviously has to do with priesthood, but we'll come back to that one in a minute. We share in his character. We are holy. And if we do not act in a holy way, then we step out of our true character and we contradict what it is the essence of a follower of Jesus Christ. And then our identity is to be the holiness of the Lord working in and through us. So we are chosen, we are possessed, and we are holy. The next one I want to get to is a royal priesthood. Do you like that? Royal priesthood. I've worn my black clothes today to look more priestly. I've always thought it would be fun because one of the things I cop a fair bit, obviously not so much when the hair is shorter, but when it's longer, I go into places and they go, you don't look like a minister, you don't look like a priest, you don't look like a pastor. I'm not sure what that's meant to look like, but every now and then I think, mate, it would be good to wear the black and to have the reverse dog collar on and get a pair of real oval sunglasses and cut the hair really short and look the part and walk around looking strange, I guess. Anyone that knowed me would look at me and I think my wife would disown me. But we are that. Whether we look like it or not, God wants us and calls us to be this royal priesthood. So we are chosen by God. We are possessed by God. We are holy because of God and we are his royal priests of God. The point here in the first one we need to make is that we have immediate access to God. The priests in the Old Testament walked straight into the Holy of Holies. I know it was worked all through a form and a pattern, but we have that direct access. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." The temple was broken. The curtain in the temple ripped open from the top down. We have that access into the Holy of Holies. We have that opportunity to have that relationship. And as a pastor in this church, I will cheer, I will encourage, I will shout it from the mountaintops that each and every one of us is to walk in that close relationship with God, to have that beautiful, fresh, new, everyday walk with Jesus Christ. And I'll encourage that, every aspect of it, because each and every one of us, the priesthood of all believers, walking together, serving at the foot of Jesus Christ, being his royal priesthood. We have a mediator, Jesus Christ, who stands between us and the Father, and he brings into being the things that we need to be able to share. And he stands on our behalf, and he sings our praises. You know the old saying, you look through things through rose-colored glasses? Well, apparently that has to do with the blood of Jesus shed on the cross, and that God sees each and every one of us through the blood of Jesus. And therefore, the sin and everything has been dealt with. All of our transgressions have been paid for. And we get to be in that right relationship. We get to have that righteousness that is not about what we've done and who we are. It's about what Jesus did and who he is. And we are priesthood of that sort of God. Therefore, being a Christian and making the greatness of God known is got to be tied in together. We can do it inside the church like we can today. We can sing God's praises. But it is even more important to sing and be God's people outside this place, to be the chosen people, to be God's possession, to be holy and to be that priesthood out and about in all the different ways that we can. We can do it in our small groups and tell each other and encourage one another that God has been and is being in working in and through our lives. We can do it in and through our workplaces where we can tell people about the love of God, the stories that are happening today, the real walking with God. It's not always just skipping rope. There's times of question. There's times of doubt. There's this journey that each and every one of us are going on, and that's real. And people can grab hold of that and want to be a part of what you're doing in your walk with God. And they'll want to get to know who this Jesus is as well. We can do it in 1,000 different ways. Because of who we are, and we don't always have to do it all the same because we're different. If we're looking for a formula, then we're going to be in trouble. God working through us is not 1 + 1 = 2. God working through us is wonderful, marvelous, and it's just that being able to stay in step with God. We're often referred to as the people of light. This passage talks about we were once in darkness and now we're in the light. That beautifulness of walking out of that darkness and walking in the light. We are meant to be that people of walking in the light, that light reflecting through our lives, the light that is the way of truth, that is the way of love, the way of relationship towards Jesus. And we must be on guard against the other ways that the world would want us to live, not living in the light, drawing us back into the darkness. You see, the other passage here, which is beautiful but challenging, is we were once a people not with mercy, but now we have God's mercy and we are the people of God. You see, the early church, Acts church, were intoxicated followers of Jesus Christ. They were spirit-empowered believers who were so preoccupied with his kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus, and the natural way that they prayed when things got tough was, Lord, advance your kingdom. Advance your chosen people. Advance your possession. Advance this holy nation. Advance the royal priesthood and give us boldness that we may see those that you love come to salvation. We are meant to be all local heroes. We are meant to be called by God, and we are called by God to share his good news, to share his good love, to share his good grace. We are all local heroes. Yes, we're all on a journey, and God will take us all into different places. And some of you will meet people I will never, ever get to meet. And then you get to be the local hero, the chosen person, the royal priest, the one that is possessed by God, the one who is holy to bring about goodness, to encourage them to step out of darkness, to walk in the light, and to be God's people. God bless you one and all. Thank you for joining with us today. Please keep putting through the comments through. Thank you to Astrid and the boys. Thank you very much. Thank you to Richie. Appreciate all your hard work back there, mate. You don't see how hard he works back there. Thank you, Kiwanis Life, for being Kiwanis Life. Thank you for loving one another, encouraging one another. But please keep it up. We might think the doors are starting to open and it'll be all good, but we need to be vigilant and keep on encouraging one another. Keep on connecting with the Lord God Almighty, and letting Jesus work through us. God bless you, Kiwanis Life.